going.
Bang.
Pew.
Best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the internet, and of parts unknown, it is time for something new, and I'm gonna let Jordan just take the wheel of this on the description of this, because this was his baby last season.
Well, sort of. I do believe it was a joint effort to come up with it. I think I just came up with the name.
It is officially. I'll let Jordan describe it more. I will tell you what it is. It is episode one of the backdoor cover. This was a segment on last season's podcast. This is the first standalone episode we have done.
And we will say right off the bat that when the NFL and the college picks are done, it will return to being a segment as well.
Yes. So. I have not switched scenes. Hi.
We're still in the intro.
Yes. Hi, we are here.
Yeah, you are at home. I am at Michigan Stadium.
Next to Tom Brady and some other people.
Yeah, mainly Tom Brady.
And a baby behind Tom Brady.
Yeah. This cardboard cutout probably cost $1,000 to put here. Like the Barry Sanders cardboard cutout for one game last season at Ford Field. If you wanted your cardboard cutout next to Barry Sanders cardboard cutout, it was $8,000 per game. Yeah. But anyway, no. What this is you know just our little sports betting segment. It's definitely not going to be as long, nowhere near as long as the regular podcast. With MLB still going on. I mean, who knows? Could be 45 minutes to an hour sort of thing. As the MLB, you know, goes away and, you know, we might get turned off to NBA bets whatsoever.
Very quickly.
It could become a pretty, I mean, I'm already 0-3 on those this year.
I'm 0-1. And I'm probably going to stay at 0-1. We will get to Pat. We will get Sarge. We will get to your bet that you put in chat here momentarily. I'm just seeing that go off. Jordan, once again, you want to go ahead and tell the people what backdoor cover is.
So what we'll be doing, we'll be kind of going through these games, the college games for tomorrow, the NFL games for Sunday. A little bit of NHL, a little bit of NBA maybe, a little bit of baseball going on. Don't think I'm going to touch on any NASCAR. I really don't think. At least not this week.
Fair. I am not touching on anything in terms of F1.
Yeah, F1. There was, I don't know if, I think it was FanDuel. Some book had a super boost for Lando Norris to win this weekend. At like plus 850 or something, I believe.
Not touching that with a.
I don't know. McLaren's amped up. They must really be excited for this U.S. Grand Prix. They are all over it. Like Danny Ricciardo's got a Dale Earnhardt inspired helmet. I mean. Fucking Lando Norris just has the American flag all over it, and people were mad at Lando Norris because apparently America is a continent. Did you know that America, North America, South America, America is a continent? Stupid people saying stupid things is not on this show, but it very well could be after all that I saw. But anyway, yeah, we'll go through these games for the weekend, and then make some picks. We have we're just doing one lock of the week, right?
I would say I have like three. I have three separate bets that I'm gonna make, and then what hopefully should be a lock. I picked out a handful of things just to cover my bases.
I feel like I'm just gonna kind of see what sounds good as we go.
Okay.
So, given that there is the ALCS on right now, I figure we start with some MLB.
Fair. Let me pull. All right, have a good afternoon. Good time on the interstate. Okay.
So what was his? You said he had a bet or something.
$50 on the Cowboys to win or lose this week. To not win or lose this weekend. Well,
wait,
the Cowboys apparently have an off. They have a bye this weekend.
Oh.
He's being a smartass.
Sports betting legal in your state? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Also,
welcome Connecticut into legalized sports gambling. Online sports gambling.
Yes, that happened this week. Big round of applause for those guys. Finally getting her done. I know Ohio's another state that's really pushing for it. At least the people in Ohio really seem to want it.
Yeah, it's getting close. I hope. I think. Maybe. I don't know.
And my cousin's down in Florida lobbying for legalization there. So.
Okay.
Domination is soon to follow.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, on FanDuel, I don't see any stuff. I think this might be because of the breaking news just broke literally 7 minutes ago for the NLCS game tomorrow.
Yes.
With Max Scherzer not starting, scratched from his start tomorrow. So that's out of there. So all we have is the Red Sox and the Astros in the ALCS. Houston's currently up 2-0 in the seventh inning. And Boston, unless this has changed since I turned that game off, they still only have one hit. So it's not looking good for them. They're currently plus 620 money line. Astros are minus 1100. Boston to cover. What? Scratch that. Every single bet just. Oh, no, they're back.
It's back.
So they just all got locked. So now it's the eighth inning. For whatever reason, Boston's odds just got better. They're now plus 580. Houston minus 980. The only thing that I would even bother touching in this is potentially the under, which is currently sitting at 3.
Because
Boston's looks so lifeless. It's minus 111. So,
you're taking the under? You would take the under here?
I would take the under, yeah.
I'd say the under is minus 115. I would, yeah. That's the only thing I would probably touch. And I haven't even watched this game. I've been away doing other things.
Boston's dead. I mean, they had a Kike Hernandez hit a ball a mile long, but hit it to the wrong part of Minute Maid Park. And if you pulled that ball a little bit more, we would have had a tie game at 1-1 at the time. And that was with two outs. It ended up being a two-out triple. And then Houston goes to the bullpen. They brought somebody in. And then literally, first pitch, pop up into shallow left field. That was bad time.
Since I'm assuming Jordan does not have Twitch chat up, I'm gonna stop him. Pat, longtime friend of the show, gotta thank you for the Twitch Prime sub to Jordan's channel.
Hey, yeah, there we go. I do not have Twitch up right now because I have FanDuel up right now.
I just so swapped over for just a second on my computer. Continue.
Big shout out for the sub, thank you very much. The under is the only thing that I would touch here. I don't think, I mean, given that we're in the eighth inning, nothing else is really worth a damn.
Yeah.
And with the Dodgers and Braves not being up right now, I guess we just move off from MLB at this point.
Yeah, I would say, do you have any NBA games you want to touch on? Because I don't
see here.
Because I do not touch NBA bets with, ever.
Let's see. Hawks, Cavs, don't want anything to do with it. Heat, Pacers, no. Mavericks, Raptors, no. Might be a homer pick. Pistons plus 330. Against the Bulls tomorrow at 8:10. They had control of that game for a little while and then faded late. They played the Bulls on opening night the other day, and they looked solid even without Cade Cunningham. So Pistons plus 330 might not be a bad pick, but I don't know if I'd want to commit to that. Pelicans, T-Wolves, no. Bucks, Spurs, no. Then we're getting into, whoa. Why does it fucking, there's already odds for Christmas Day games? What the hell?
Huh. Well.
Why? It just jumps from Saturday. And for whatever reason, there are spreads and money lines for all 5 Christmas Day games. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're worth keeping an eye on as the season goes along, but
don't need that open.
Not anything I'd want to do right now. So yeah, really the only thing I'm looking at NBA wise, I think, would be Pistons plus 330. But then again, I don't think the Bulls played as well as they could have the other night either. So
who the hell knows on that? Any? No, please no. I like it.
I would imagine NBA Finals stuff is probably stuff we wouldn't want to touch right now. Brooklyn Nets are plus 250 to win the championship.
Sans Kyrie.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I said, I just refuse to touch the NBA with anything.
I can't blame you. I have been incredibly cold on same game parlays and pretty much anything when it comes to the NBA, unless I'm picking somebody like Moneyline and just throwing it in a parlay with some other stuff. But yeah, other than that, no. All right. So that's NBA. I'm not really going to get into any deep stuff with the, props or alternate spreads or anything like that.
Yeah.
For the NBA. It's, 0-3 start on the same game parlays. I think I need to see this NBA season unfold a little bit before I jump back in there. I mean, that's pretty bad. All right, where to next?
I have college football, college football stuff up.
You have some college football up? Okay.
Because I focused on things that I actually bet on.
Right. Do you have any soccer stuff going on?
I do.
You said you did.
I do. That is okay. My lock for the week. So do we want to do that at the end of the show?
Yeah, we'll do that at the end. So okay. We can do college football right now.
Okay, perfect. So I'm not going to go through every game. Do you have anything that you want to keep an eye on first before I say
not
anything?
Really? Nothing at this point. I'm just kind of scrolling through. The only thing that I've really looked at for college this weekend is it's in my lock of the week. So I'm
okay.
Gonna go through these, and you do what you need to do.
Okay, so first off, and this first game I'm gonna talk about, I have yet to be able to find a spot in any of my bets for this weekend. Yet. That doesn't mean I won't find a spot for it tomorrow morning before the noon kickoff. But I want to talk about this game because it interests me, and what interests me about it is the spread.
Oh boy.
Tomorrow at noon in State College, Pennsylvania.
Oh boy.
The Illinois Fighting Illini are taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Illinois is a 23.5 point underdog. We talked about this on the show Wednesday night. I like Illinois to cover here. Illinois is a terrible team. Don't get me wrong. They're fucking terrible. They're atrocious. They're bad.
The back of being in there really hurts Penn State.
Yes.
I mean, if that's the case,
that's the only reason why I have yet to be able to find a true spot for where this bet is. Sean Clifford, as of right now, still has not been officially ruled out, but he has not been confirmed to be playing.
Yeah, he practiced, as we said on the podcast the other day,
for the first time,
with a massive brace on.
It was limited.
Penn State, Philadelphia Inquirer is not clearly confident in him playing because it says they might not even need him to play versus Illinois, which is fair.
Starting defensive tackle and one of the, defensive captains, PJ Mustafa, is going to be out with a knee injury, and then defensive end, Adesia Isaac, also out with a knee injury, undisclosed injury. Running back John Lovett appears to be questionable as of right now. Again, I have yet to find a true place for this game in any of my bets. Could be for this weekend, just because there are some questions about it. But I do like Illinois to cover because Penn State's backup, Taquan Robinson or whatever it was.
Fuck if I know.
I can't remember.
All I know is he's got one of them cool helmets that I really love.
Looked awful. Awful against Iowa and 20.
An Iowa team that just lost to Purdue.
An Iowa team that looked absolutely awful to Purdue against Purdue. So I like Illinois to cover. I have, again, haven't found a place in a bet for it, but maybe someone listening to this show could.
Speaking of this game, since you've been talking about it, I don't know. I'm not 100% sold on Illinois covering, but at the same time, that's because I have zero faith in them to score. I don't have a lot of faith in Penn State to score here either, which is kind of why I'm at where I'm at with this next thing I'm looking at here, which is the under for Penn State total points at 34.5. And, you know, you may say, well, that's it sounds like you're picking Illinois to cover then. I'm not convinced they can score more than 6 points. Like, I don't know what they're
I would
doing.
Say this is another interesting one you could, and I don't even know if you can actually throw this in a parlay. Yep, you cannot officially what? Because
enter what?
An over under in a parlay with the spread. At least in college,
yeah,
you can't.
No, you can't basically anything.
Yeah. Another interesting one to look at now that you've said that, the over under for total points in this game is set at 45.5. That could be another one worth looking at. Again, however, I like Illinois to cover. Illinois to cover is a -108.
I mean, Illinois' total points right now, their number is 10.5, which I'm not sold on. I mean, and clearly the books aren't either, because the under is -126. The over is actually plus.
Oof.
So that's
Like I said, I like I gotta go find my other.
I mean, Penn State's gonna win the game, but
yes,
that's just because I have zero faith in Iowa being able to, or not Iowa, Penn State being able to really run an offense and score. I mean, what they're gonna to get their over, they have to get fucking 5 touchdowns. Like, I don't know if I see that happening. That's got bad beat written all over it. Four touchdowns and 2 field goals.
Yeah.
And I mean, 4 touchdowns being generous. So that one's hard to say.
Okay.
Another college game that I've been looking at, and I covered this a little bit on the picks here. And this is very interesting to me, and it might be a pick for me this weekend, and that's Navy to cover the 27.5. I think we had 28.5 on the picks. At 27's kind of that's a danger zone. But I still think I'd like Navy to cover, just because that clock is gonna be running the whole damn game, because Navy ain't gonna throw the ball. And it's tough to cover a spread like that when, I mean, that clock is going to be constantly moving. Unfortunately, you know, college, the clock stops on a first down. But, I mean, Navy's not really in any hurry to do much of anything. So,
yeah, that is true.
So I like that. Navy total points is not very convincing. Their number is 9.5. Cincinnati at 38.5.
Oof.
But now, that being said, the over for Cincinnati at 38.5 is +102. That's an interesting one. But I think mainly for me on this game, I still like Navy 27.5, even though that might be a close one, a close win, or a close loss.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. I have two more college games that I like to talk about, and then, well, these two are in the 3-leg parlay that is going to be 100% going to be one of my bets this week that I'll talk about here in a minute. Also, the next game I want to talk about, that is this one is 1000% in my, at least what will be one of my NCAA bets, if not the only one. Oklahoma State money line against Iowa State. Oklahoma State to beat Iowa State. Currently, what some of you might sit and be like, well, Oklahoma State's 12th. Why wouldn't they win? Oklahoma State is traveling to Ames or wherever the hell it is.
Who knows?
And is a +210 favorite or underdog.
Underdog. Yeah.
+210 underdog.
The hell's going on with that? Why?
This is the second time in as many weeks that Oklahoma State has been a road dog. Last week against Texas.
Big dog too. 7.5.
Yeah. Last week against Texas.
What's going on with Oklahoma State?
They don't have faith in them. Last week against Texas, they were.
Gotta be something. I'm looking it up. You keep going.
I had this in my notes and I forgot to write it down. Last week
against. Only thing that's going on with Oklahoma State, it seems, is fucking Mike Gundy signing a lifetime contract.
That sounds about right.
There's nothing else that I can see. So I don't know. That sounds like a good bet to me.
Yeah.
That makes zero sense. Like, it's almost like the one that you look at, you're like, I mean, I know these books don't make mistakes, but you're like, that has to be a mistake, right? Iowa State's done nothing all year.
Last week against Texas, they were a 6-point dog, and they won.
That doesn't make sense.
This week, they're a 7.5-point dog on the road. I really like Oklahoma State here.
I didn't see this one at all, and I really like that too. Anything else? Not a lot in terms of some other stuff available here on FanDuel. First half spread, first half total. Those are the only other things that are open right now.
And then, my final individual game before I throw a three-leg parlay at you guys to talk about. And this one is not as exciting as Oklahoma State. The Oklahoma State and Iowa State game. Pittsburgh money line. The Pittsburgh Panthers. Pitt Panthers. Money line against Clemson.
Oh, God. Are they dogs?
No. That would make this.
They're not. Okay.
That would make this even better look. This is just I like this one because Pitt's only a -170. Pitt is not a big favorite.
Yeah.
And
I would almost take this. I mean, 3.5 might be a bit asking a little bit, but Clemson has underachieved so hard. It wouldn't surprise me if they lost to Pitt by a touchdown, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd almost take the -3.5 at +100 or
yeah, that. Or you could even take the spread, the -3.5. The reason, so when I did my notes yesterday, the spread was actually a little smaller. When I did my notes yesterday, the spread may have been a touch bigger. I think the spread may have been like 4 at the time.
Could have been.
Because I know, I'm looking at this right now, when I did my notes yesterday, Pitt was only a -150. So something happened overnight where Pitt went from a -150 to a -172. I like Pitt. I don't like Pitt. I like the Pitt Penguin, or Pitt Panthers. Gotta make sure I get my sports right. To beat the Clemson Tigers, because DJ Uiagalelei is awful. That Clemson offense is awful. That Clemson offensive line is awful. That Clemson defense has not been elite. That team, Dabo Swinney, everything about that team is just bad this year.
I was going to say, and your perpetual hatred for Dabo Swinney. Your justified perpetual hatred for Dabo Swinney.
Yeah. So that is the
clear emotional pick, but that's fine. It's not a clear emotional.
I would say, I don't really pick against Clemson. I stay away from Clemson games for the most part. Because they look, or at least in the past I have, obviously, yeah, we've only had sports betting for not quite a year here in Michigan, but even like when we did the picks in past seasons of the podcast,
yeah.
It's like hammer Clemson because they're good. This year,
not anymore.
I've picked in several different parlays, I have picked Clemson to not cover the spread. or a couple times to outright lose. This would be the third time I've picked them to outright lose. I am so far 2-0 in the when I pick them money line, when I pick them to lose and just straight money line.
Oh.
Believe it or not. Because I picked them to be, I picked Georgia money line over them, and then I picked North Carolina State money line. We'll see if I can make it a perfect 3-for-3 this weekend.
I'm betting against Clemson.
Yeah. I mean, I picked Boston College to cover the spread a few weeks ago. Yeah, I've actually had a field day picking the team again, the team that's against Clemson to do things. So real quick, the three-leg parlay that I am going to be doing this weekend that I am very confident in, mind you.
It's death right there.
Yeah, I know. And
that's been lately for us anyway. Oh yeah, this has a chance.
And
then fucking gets struck down.
I'm bringing this parlay to you, and well, several of my bets that I will be making this weekend to you guys, because of something that was said on the Pat McAfee show yesterday.
Hmm.
Pat yesterday was talking about how he got upset when people were going on saying, "Oh, you're just trying to make a FanDuel money because some of your bets that you give us haven't been working." Even though they've been risk-free bets.
They've been risk-free bets at, like, plus 900 to 1,300 odds. Like,
yeah,
fucking hell, what do you expect? That's your fault.
And Pat fired back as, like, I want everyone to be able to take money from FanDuel.
Right.
Like, I loved that. He's like, Pat's like, I like sharing my bets with people because I want everyone to win money. And I'm sharing the... One, two, essentially four bets I will be making this weekend with you guys because I want everyone to win some money this weekend. So this three-leg parlay this weekend, Oklahoma State, who I already talked about, they're a plus 210 underdog. Pitt, who I just talked, this is a money line parlay. Oklahoma State money line plus 210. Pitt money line minus 172. Earlier they were minus or when I did this, they were minus 150, but whatever. And then just for a filler, just to give it a third leg, I couldn't really find a better game.
Oh, no.
Ole Miss at a minus 355. Just as a filler.
I mean, eh.
Your odds on this three leg is a plus 528. Do the math on that. If you're a person that likes return on investment, it's something. I'm not a return on investment guy. I'm not big on that kind of stat. It just exists to me. However, to put this into financial terms, if you bet $5 on this bet, you will win $26.42.
That's solid.
There's your
solid.
So there is my there's what I have going for college football. That's what I'm looking at for college football this weekend.
Last college game that I'm looking at, and the more I look at it, the more I feel like it's going to happen. First off, USC plus 6.5 is currently plus 100. I have zero confidence in Notre Dame. I think USC, if we remember from the podcast before, I think they've covered the spread a ridiculous amount this year.
I can pull that up real quick.
If that was a team.
Yeah, I think we had
there was something there. Something statistically, I can't remember what it was, that was making me lean this way. And the more I look at it, the more I kind of want to touch them. Plus 220 money line.
Both teams are...
I mean, I have zero faith in Notre Dame, and I don't have a lot of faith in USC. But I mean, a little is more than none.
Both teams, by the way, are 3-3 against the spread.
Okay, so it wasn't that game. It was something else. There was a team that we picked on the podcast this week that was 5-1 against the spread. I don't remember what that was, though, but... Yeah, just both of those. USC plus 6.5 at plus 100 and USC moneyline plus 220.
Okay.
That one, I think to me is something I definitely want a part of.
Okay, fair.
Where do we go from here? Do we go NHL? We touch on some soccer.
I would say let's do NHL because I have that next in my notes.
Okay.
Unless you want to go to NFL first.
No, well, let's touch on NFL last.
Okay. I don't really, like I said, the only thing I have for soccer is my lock, so. Or my virtual lock. I will start us off. The four hockey games I am going to be looking at, these are all Saturday hockey games, so these will all be happening tomorrow around the same time as the NFL or the college games. My four games that I am looking at, we will start with the first one that I have right here in front of me. The Detroit Red Wings, money line against the Montreal Canadiens.
Me too.
This has changed a hair since I did my notes last night. The Red Wings are a plus. Last night they were a plus 134. They are now a plus 126. Montreal, however, is terrible. Without Carey Price back there, whoever they have in net just seems to be a sieve.
And, you know, a big thing is that, in theory, should be a Thomas Greiss game. And Thomas Greiss has been phenomenal in his two games this year. So, yeah, I mean, with how bad Montreal's been, I mean, DidTheHabsLose.com is a legit website that the Carolina Hurricanes started. So, yeah, I have zero faith in Montreal. I know Detroit's coming off the 3-0 loss to Calgary. But, I mean, that's more so Calgary and their goaltending in that game. I've been, as a Red Wings fan, I have definitely enjoyed watching this team. They've been a lot of fun, and they played with a lot more energy than they have in years past. So I think if you when you can get the Red Wings as a dog, which they probably will be most times, let's be honest.
You can get them as a dog against a favorable opponent.
Yeah, I mean, they've been favored once through their three, four games this year. And that was against the Columbus Blue Jackets. So, you know, Columbus is just a shit show. But
yeah.
Yeah, Red Wings plus 126 is very solid. Spread, don't want anything to do with that, minus 220.
Yeah.
Maybe, unless you're throwing it in a parlay. Yeah. Moneyline plus 126. I think that's a very solid bet.
My next one, and I actually scrolled past this one. This is more or less just one of those fillers in my NHL parlay for Saturday for tomorrow. The Washington Capitals money line over Calgary.
Okay, minus 154.
When I did these notes, they were minus like 174. Washington just has too much firepower, I think. Like, that's really all that is there. I don't have much else to say on that game. Next one for me, my NHL parlay for this weekend, it's a four leg parlay, and it's essentially three filler teams and then Detroit.
Okay.
The New York Islanders, who are a minus 168 favorite over the Arizona Coyotes. Arizona is terrible.
Fitting. I mean, have they won a game yet?
Nope, they have 1 point.
Yeah, it's that undefeated record is gonna hold for a while, I think.
That unwinning record?
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna hold for a minute.
That team, I mean, we've talked about, you know, in group chats with Jeff and everything. It's one nothing to do with. I mean, that forward core is terrible. Goaltending is non-existent. I don't know what
that team in general is just terrible. Nothing. They have nothing.
Jacob Chychrun and nothing else.
Where'd that other game go? Did it disappear? Am I stupid?
Kraken favored against the Canucks.
Whoa, jeez.
Oh boy.
Oh my.
Not a heavy favorite by any means, -132, but wow. Are the Canucks that bad?
8 p.m. Fuck is this game on FanDuel? Why does FanDuel not have this game? Does it not exist? It existed last night.
Something might have happened. They suspended it. Another one I like is on Sunday, and it's the same token as the Red Wings against Montreal. It's the Red Wings and the Blackhawks. Red Wings, there's no spread. There's no over or under. Right now, Moneyline's the only thing open, and the Red Wings are +138 currently. And Marc-Andre Fleury, the guy they brought in to try and push the Blackhawks over the top, has been Swiss cheese. I mean, you know, he's an all-time great, so you think he'll figure it out eventually. But if Fleury's not in net, then, hey, that could be
interesting
for sure. Because I mean, Fleury's not been great, but I mean the whole team in general. I mean, they're still winless. At last I checked, unless they played tonight and won tonight already or whatever. But yeah, I like the Red Wings +138 on Sunday.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm still trying to see if. Because ESPN still has it as a game that exists. FanDuel, I mean, it might have just died on FanDuel. It might not exist anymore.
What was it?
St. Louis, LA.
Yeah, it's not on mine.
Huh. Well.
Who knows? All betting for the only NHL game going on right now is locked, so fuck them.
Yeah. Well, if you were to stick, if St. Louis ever gets added back onto FanDuel, I could tell you right now, this is just another one of those filler games. St. Louis is a -170 favorite money line. If you were to, odds were about +850-ish for a four leg parlay. $5 wins you $42.81. Like, yeah. if FanDuel ever adds that one back, I don't know where that game went.
That's funny. Yeah, it's just flat out not here.
Yeah. Anything else you want?
Saturday game?
Yeah.
No, I'm all set. I'm all set on NHL.
At least that's where
the main ones I'm looking at right now until we learn more about these teams. It's just going to be my team and, you know, how I've watched them and seen them play. If you can get the Red Wings as underdogs right now, I think that that's the play.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, the Montreal game is going to suck. A little bit, no Tyler Bertuzzi, one of four or five potentially unvaccinated players in the NHL. So obviously he can't travel to Canada. So that hurts him. He's the leading goal scorer. He's got 5 goals already. So that one sucks. But I mean, it's not just Ben Bertuzzi that's been, you know, I mean, he scored the majority of his goals in a loss. So
yeah. Okay, do you have any, do we want to go NFL or do you want to talk any soccer bets first?
Let's go soccer. I think you probably have some stuff.
I have one, like I said, I have just one and it's my lock.
All going to scroll through these, see if there's anything I like.
There isn't really, like, a lot of great.
Fucking Chelsea minus 600 against Norwich. Oh, boy. Any good games going on? Not really in anywhere.
Not
the Premier League.
Until Sunday.
MLS. Sounders Kansas City could be a thing. Columbus Crew, New York Red Bulls. Both teams to win are plus odds. Columbus plus 130, New York plus 185. I mean, if you want to take a shot in the dark, I mean, that game's a good one to go to.
I would say, because your tie is a plus 220, so.
Yeah, I mean, everything there is, you know, plus odds, so that's a good game to look at. Won't touch it. My New York Red Bulls, they're a bit rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not something that gets put into the podcast landscape very often, that I'm a New York Red Bulls fan. I don't know how it happened, just what it is. Oh, man. Bradley Wright Phillips, he's the one that brought me in, but.
Ooh, you want to look at.
Toronto FC and Montreal Impact, same sort of thing. What do you got?
If you're going NFL or MLS, you want one to look at. You'd have to find somewhere else as a way to make money on this. Hammer FC Cincinnati money line against Miami. Against, actually, no, I'm sorry. What? Inter Miami's the favorite? No, never mind. I would hammer either draw or FC Cincinnati win. Inter Miami's terrible. Really?
But isn't FC Cincinnati terrible? I've not kept up on much on the MLS this year, so if that's incorrect, then I apologize.
Yeah, okay, yeah, they're both terrible. They're both equally terrible.
I mean, if so they're equally terrible, then...
I'd probably hammer the tie there, the plus 250 tie.
Yeah, I mean, but if they're both equally bad, I mean, you know, record-wise, everything, I mean, getting a team to win plus 320, or even the draw, yeah, plus 250, not a bad
yeah, record. Both of them are equally terrible.
A lot of games without heavy favorites in the MLS this weekend. Minnesota United and LAFC.
Oof.
Galaxy favorite against FC Dallas.
Yeah, I would say that's one, because Dallas is not great.
Maybe a draw in Orlando City and New England Revolution.
On Sunday, yeah. I could see that.
I know jack shit about La Liga or any other one of these leagues, so
I just
got nothing on that.
I just closed away from that, so.
I did at one point when sports betting was fairly new here to Michigan. I believe I bet on, like, the fourth tier of some country soccer once, because I was up at 3 in the morning. I just felt like it. It actually worked out well for me.
Hey.
But,
hey.
You know, it is what it is. Before we get in, are you done with soccer there? For
Other now? Than my lock, yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that later.
Yep.
Let me really quickly, I don't want to go into too deep a depth with this, but I'm going to find motorsport. There we go. I just want to quickly touch on what we got going on. Let's see. Hollywood Casino 400. This is at Kansas Motor Speedway. Last time NASCAR was at Kansas earlier this season, Kyle Busch was the winner. He's currently got the third best odds at plus 750. So not a bad option there.
Let's say
to win to advance to the championship.
If I were to bet on this, which I'm not going to, I would probably go Kyle Busch then with that little piece of information.
Kyle Busch, I mean, any of these guys, I mean, it's all plus odds. Even Kyle Larson just won 8 races this year. It's plus 260. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, not bad options. Chase Elliott, probably not so much, plus 950. Ryan Blaney at plus 1,000 is not one that I would say no to. Guys always got some speed on these intermediate tracks. He's got some speed everywhere. It's just, you know, can never really put the full race together. So out of all of these top six odds here, I mean, Kyle Busch at plus 750 is probably the best one. Defending winner, how can you go wrong with that? But even still, if you just want to go with the guy that's hot, Kyle Larson plus 250, can't complain with that. And the U.S. Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton, I mean, it's the same thing as probably every goddamn race, other than maybe Zandvoort earlier this year.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton favored minus 175. Not much money to be made there. Max Verstappen at plus 220 might not be a bad idea. Valtteri Bottas, and he's the only other one that you could even think of. But with the title race being as close as it is, I could not see, unless Lewis has problems, Valtteri being in that running
here's the thing.
Mercedes is going to give him the track position. Say, you know, same thing with Sergio Perez. Like, you know, the driver points mean so much right now. Mercedes probably has the driver's championship locked up anyway. So
constructors, yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Constructors.
I was looking at this. I was just looking through some F1 semi props for this race. A podium finish. This is the only way I would touch this. And I don't know, because I think 1 and 2 are going to be locked up between Lewis and Max. I could see throwing either Charles Leclerc or Lando Norris as a podium on a podium finish at a plus 300. Both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, Sergio's a plus 145, Valtteri's a minus 115. I could see. If I were to touch this, that's where I would go is Charles Orlando at plus 300.
Yeah. I mean, and even Perez at plus 145 is not bad. Mr. Charles Leclerc is probably the one that I would go to with that as well. So. Yeah, I like that.
Like, I was just looking at that.
Other than that, not much for racing. Before we get into the NFL, we'll just run through these boosts FanDuel has really quick. Michigan to win by 28 plus.
Not touching.
Versus Northwestern.
Not touching.
28's a lot of points. I mean, I know it's plus 220, but I mean, when the spread's lower than that, I mean, that's interesting. Both Ole Miss and Clemson to win.
Can't touch. Still wouldn't.
Yeah. Martin Truex Jr. or Brad Keselowski to finish top three this weekend at Kansas. That's not a bad one.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Truex is going to be driving hard. He needs a win, more than likely to get to the championship four. So Brad doesn't need it as bad. But I mean, at this point in the year, you just. Winning is above all for those playoff drivers. So
yes,
you guarantee your spot in the championship four with a chance, a 1 in 4 chance essentially to win a title. And then a UFC boost that I want nothing to do with because I don't know anything of what's going on here. Marvin Vettori to win by KO, TKO, or submission versus Paulo Costa. If you care about the UFC and you bet on the UFC, that's plus 210.
I don't like UFC.
165 odds.
But this is not one I would touch. Just I don't touch UFC bets because there's any random thing could happen in the UFC. So I don't touch UFC. And this is one I'm staying far away from. Really, there are like. Excuse me. Getting late here on the East Coast. At least for me, if you've been up since 6:30 in the morning.
Haven't been up that early, but I was up earlier than I usually.
Um,
nine,
Like, there's just nothing, like, in terms of odds boosts that are, like, are great and that I really were think, like, the Michigan, this is just the Michigan Super Boost, that's just a local thing for us, so we can't, I'm not even going to say anything about that.
Is it just local?
Yeah, because it says MI Super Boost, so I'm assuming it's just a Michigan Super Boost for us.
Could
here.
Be. Yeah, I would assume so. Sorry, everybody else.
Yeah.
But we're not touching it anyway.
Still wouldn't touch it. The college football odd boost, Ole Miss, yeah. But Clemson, throwing them in to win, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know enough NASCAR, so I just stay away from that. Anything UFC.
Oh, fucking Lakers are getting pounded.
Oof.
Phoenix Suns 70, LA Lakers 50. Lakers looking at an 0-2 start.
About time. Really, the Suns are doing something now instead of, you know, doing something for me when I had them in a...
In the finals?
No, in a parlay.
Oh.
On Wednesday night?
Yeah, they are currently minus 113 with a 12.5 spread. I know I've been logged in for a long time, FanDuel.
I know, I just got that same notification.
I haven't bet a dollar, fuck off.
Yeah, I know. Moving on to the NFL before we wrap the show up and get to our locks for the week.
Yes, so we'll just run down this. I know this is not a game that you would want to touch.
Oh, I'm touching this game, this first game.
Well, yeah.
In a unique
you're
way.
You're on Baltimore.
Yes. So real quick, I'm going to just... if we want to go through all of the games, because there's only 13, I'm going to give my NFL parlay for the week. Because I could not... Disclaimer, the past few weeks, I've been liking on NFL Sundays, I've been loving single game parlays, same game parlays. Couldn't find one worth a fuck this week.
I have not messed with single game parlays on a lot of NFL games, except Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night football. Those are the ones for me that I just get into, and I've had decent success with them. You know, we were in a Discord call on the Thursday night game, and I fucking found a way to win one on some free bet that I don't even know how I got, so I'll take it.
Mine last night was
breaking news, by the way. Houston Astros have won the American League pennant 5-0 over the Boston Red Sox.
Well, so the under did not hit.
That under would have tanked. Yeah. I did not expect them to score again in one inning.
Yeah.
But they put Boston away. And you know what they say, nobody liked that.
Yeah. So here's my NFL.
I mean, not like Boston's the most popular team in the world either.
Yeah.
It ain't universally hated like the Astros.
Yeah. Here's my four game NFL parlay for the week. This is all money line. Carolina a -154 favorite against the Giants. Vegas -148 against Philly. Baltimore -270 against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then Green Bay in a filler game just to add in a tiny bit of extra change because there are no good games this week. Most of them I wouldn't touch with. I would not touch with 70-foot pole.
There's like three games that are decent and the rest is like college.
Yeah.
Like college spreads.
Green Bay -390 against WTF. I mean, WFT.
Yeah, you know. It's easy to mix up those letters, right?
Let's talk about some of these games, though. Lead us through.
All right, so we do start off with the Bengals and the Ravens. You like Baltimore -6.5.
I like Baltimore. For my parlay, I'm going money line, but I like Baltimore -6.5, -270, whether you go spread or money line. I would not touch that over under at all.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I don't know what to expect from Cincinnati, so that's a tricky one.
But spread and money line, yes.
Only thing that I would like to get in this game is Mark Andrews anytime touchdown score +125. That's a solid one for me.
Let me look, see what we got for any, like, anytime touchdown scorer. I would say Mark Andrews, Joe Mixon, those two.
Yep.
Chris Evans, no, because he won't be playing.
All right. That all for that one?
Yes.
All right. Carolina Panthers, New York Giants.
I got Carolina money line. That's
Carolina money line minus 154. Not a bad one. Anytime TD score.
Keep me away from that.
Carolina defense plus special teams is 145. Want nothing to do with that. Why are those odds so low?
I want nothing to do with anything with that game.
I don't think I do either. So we'll move on. The WTF / WFT and the Green Bay Packers.
Packers money line. You could even throw Packers spread here because Washington's just ass. Something fun to look in for this game, maybe. Terry McLaurin, anytime touchdown scorer. Randall Cobb, anytime touchdown scorer. Aaron Jones, Davante Adams. I mean, Davante Adams, Aaron Jones, they're... Aaron Jones minus 210, Davante Adams minus 190, so stay away from them unless you've thrown a single game or a same game parlay. Terry McLaurin, though, I like at plus 160, and Randall Cobb at plus 230. I don't think it's terrible.
Only thing that I'm looking at for this is the first half spread, Green Bay minus 4.5 at minus 110. That one's that, I mean, Green Bay's too good to not be up at least a touchdown in that game, unless they come out sluggish like they did against the Lions. I don't know. I think they have everything figured out.
Oh, one other thing that I actually like.
4.5 seems easy to me.
Aaron Rodgers for this full game, I want to say over 258.5. Like, I don't hate that.
That's not a very big number. I can't disagree with you there.
Moving on. Duh.
Yeah, this one. I really like Tennessee.
I do too.
Not only to cover, but to win.
I do too.
Plus 188. The Kansas City defense is absolute booty cheeks, and Tennessee just beat Buffalo, who beat Kansas City. So Tennessee money line plus 188, solid one for me. Anytime TD score, Derrick Henry's at minus 340. Don't want to touch that unless you're throwing into parlay. A lot of guys. All of these guys are minus.
Here's the thing, though. Not really. Tyreek Hill is actually going to probably is questionable. Travis Kelce, questionable. Julio Jones, questionable.
Travis Kelce, as far as we know, is good to go.
Okay. Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, and A.J. Brown are all questionable.
But you know who isn't?
Derrick Henry.
The man that wears 22 and wears blue. Yeah.
give me Derrick Henry. If I were to touch this, other than Titans money line, Derrick Henry to score 2+ touchdowns at a plus 185. I love it.
Yep, that's I mean, you can't complain with that.
Hell, throw in Derrick Henry over 120.5 for total rushing yards. Like
Derrick Henry, you never know. Nothing would surprise me.
Give me Derrick Henry everything. Like, you could go into alt rushing yards for Derrick Henry. Like, up until you get to 125+, he is a minus big. At 125+ or 125+ rush alt rushing yards, he's a minus 102. Like, give me everything Derrick Henry. Like,
Derrick Henry. We got a shit fest game next.
Oh no! Oh yes.
Atlanta Falcons and Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are only minus, or Falcons rather, only minus 130 money line.
I'm not touching this game.
Want nothing to do with it.
Like, nowhere.
Hold on. One thing I do want to look at.
Like, I honestly want nothing.
Cordarrelle Patterson to score a touchdown plus 160. The only thing I'd consider. Other than that.
Not I'm looking at the wrong game. That's why, but nothing. Next one.
This game involves my lock of the week, so I'm going to hold off on spread, money line, anything like that for the time being. Do you have anything with this?
Not really.
Go ahead.
Not really. This game's not going to be...
Corey Davis plus 210, maybe not so bad, but that requires Zach Wilson to be decent at being a quarterback.
Matthew Judon being... Is there anything for Matthew Judon doing things other than scoring touchdowns?
Right. Why can't Matthew Judon doing things be a bet that I can do? Because that's... I'll take that at any number.
Matthew Judon murdering Zach Wilson several times. That's
like, is there like,
is there a sports book that gives me amount of times Matthew Judon sacks? Like, I would go to that sports book and hammer whatever.
No, doesn't look like there's much for defense.
Yeah.
So, other than that, I got nothing for that. Want nothing to do with it. Oh boy, my Detroit Football Lions, they're on the road heading to SoFi Stadium in LA. They're currently plus 16.5. That spread's gone up. 750 money line. Money line, stay away from both teams. Nothing could make me put any one of those two in there. Anytime touchdown score, god damn it, Cooper Kupp's minus 195. That would be a good one.
I would go TJ Hockenson, maybe.
DeAndre Swift plus 150 is not bad. I don't know if I want anything to do with it, though.
Like,
Rams defense. I mean, Cincinnati shut down this future Lions offense, so...
Rams defense or special teams to score a point. Possible.
Yes.
Score two plus touchdowns like Cooper Kupp is I would maybe go for at plus 350.
The defense maybe. I mean, like a Jalen Ramsey pick six might not be a bad thing. Lions special teams is actually like the best goddamn unit in the entire team, which just goes to show the sad state of my Lions. So I want nothing to do with it. I mean, I know 16.5 is a lot of points. You can throw that in something if you want. At minus 110.
I wouldn't touch this game.
Oh, also a funny note. Because I looked at alternate spread for this game earlier. And I gotta scroll all the way down. I truly do think the Rams could win by 30 plus.
Oh no.
So the Rams minus 30.5 is currently plus 430. The only thing that scares me with that is just the garbage time points that Detroit will inevitably score because they do it every week. So
yeah, true.
But, I mean, this is the best defense that my Lions have seen, so who knows. But other than those two things, the spread maybe, and the alternate spread for the Rams. I mean, maybe hedge them both. I don't know what you want to do. Eagles Raiders at Allegiant Stadium. I'm not even gonna look into any of this stuff.
There's only one thing I would look into this game. Darren Waller to score anytime touchdown score, plus 115. That's it.
Not a bad one. That's it. I can't argue with it. Bears on the road taking on Tom Brady and the Bucks, plus 11.5, plus 480 money line.
No thanks. Nothing.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not confident enough to actually put a bet down on the Bears. But, you know, Tampa Bay allowed a backdoor cover to the Eagles through some nonsense. So I would not be at a shorter line, might I add. So I would not be surprised if the Bears found a way to cover 11.5 here. Probably lose by 10. Who the fuck knows?
Not touching that game.
Holy fuck, this spread's gone up.
This is another game I'm not touching.
Houston Texans and Arizona Cardinals. I might get Houston plus. If I can get Houston plus at one, plus 18 at minus 110 on Sunday when I'm putting my bets down, I think that's Arizona has been, I know Houston scored 3 points the last 2 weeks, but
Arizona's defense is not great. I mean, I will say that much.
No, they're not. And I mean, they were in a shootout with Minnesota, so they're going to give me almost 20 points in an NFL game. I don't know. Might be worth a look. Other than that, fuck no.
I would say it might be worth a look, but not much of one.
Saturday Night Football, Colts and 49ers. 49ers are a banged up mess, but they're still favored. Minus 215 money line, -4.5 on the spread. Colts money line might be a thing.
I would say if this is going to be interesting, Colts money line maybe. Here's what I would look at. Jonathan Taylor plus 100 to score a touchdown, anytime touchdown scorer. That's definitely worth a look. Like, come on. Come on.
Right.
And then
Colts +2.5. First half spread at +100.
I'd say I haven't even looked at that. And then another one worth possible look. Jonathan Taylor to score 2+ touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor, a +700 there.
I don't know if I could do two of them with Jonathan Taylor. I mean, the only running back that I'm on that level with is Derrick Henry. But, yeah, the spread and the money line for the Colts are things I'd look at. And the first half spread of +2.5 for Indy.
Fair.
Niners. Yeah. I have zero faith in the Niners right now. And Carson Wentz has actually been playing pretty good football. Last NFL game for the week. New Orleans Saints on the road, Lumen Stadium in Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Saints -210 against Geno Smith. Player passing yards. Geno Smith's total is actually higher than Jameis Winston's, only by 2 yards. But I feel like the under might be a decent bit there. But then again, I don't know what the Saints are. I don't know what the Seahawks are.
You know,
I said I like doing, you know, getting some action in on Monday Night Football games. I don't know if I can do it with this one. I think I'm just probably going to sit back and enjoy the Monday Night Manning again.
Like, I honestly, I'm looking at it like DK Metcalf's a +130 to score a touchdown. Alvin Kamara, who I think is the only person guaranteed to score a touchdown this game, is a -310. Like, I don't think there's anything worth touching here.
I mean, given what we saw with Geno Smith...
Maybe Alvin Kamara to score 2 touchdowns, because he gets the ball so many different ways.
Yeah, I mean, Geno Smith acted like DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett didn't exist.
Yeah.
Out there last week, so I feel like if Russ is in there, those are minus numbers. But with Geno Smith and what he showed us last week, I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the NFL. Any other
since this game will be happening and there's not a lot to say here just cuz nothing's been booked yet. Do we want to bring up the Packers Cardinals game next Thursday?
The NFL. Hold on.
There's nothing up for it other than money line and spread.
Yeah, these are all of the NFL games are up for next week already. We'll touch on those next week.
Okay. Well, that's NFL. It's time for our lock.
It is time for our lock. I'll first share some picks that, again, I'm very confident in.
I've shared my picks that I'm extremely confident in as we've gone.
Me too, but I'm gonna recap mine really quickly.
Yes, FanDuel. I know I've been on for a long time.
Right, I'm probably getting the same notification, but I'm in a different part of my phone. Navy +27.5 against Cincinnati at +100. Like that a lot, just straight up. Why did I screenshot this? Oh, the one that you talked about, Oklahoma State +210. They're a dog for some reason. No clue why. Spread as well, -118 at +7.5 for Oklahoma State. Not a bad one there. USC, mainly +6.5 with the spread. Money line, if you're feeling a little bit ballsy, at +220. And then the Red Wings, both of their games this weekend, they are dogs against teams that have not won a game. Really like the energy that my Red Wings have been bringing so far this year. So either one of those games or both could be good ways to look, especially this Montreal game. No, there's no Tyler Bertuzzi, but Thomas Greiss has been phenomenal in net, and it should be him in net against Montreal tomorrow night at 7. So I will let you go with your lock first, because mine is a trip.
Mine's...
Oh, wait. Before we get into that, I did want to share, because this is also something I want to do with this show. And some bad beats that I've found on the internet.
I did not know this was going to be a thing, so I have none. So go ahead.
No, I know you didn't, but for future reference, it's something I want to do. I wish I would have screenshotted this guy's Twitter name, so I can't chat him out or anything like that and express my condolences. He put a 9-leg NBA single game parlay down.
Oh my.
$5.
Okay.
At +15,402 odds. This was boosted as well. The regular odds were 1,100, 134. So, $5 with those odds. It doesn't say what he would have won, but it probably would have been a lot. So he had Devin Booker points over or under 28.5, DeAndre Ayton over 15.5, Drew Holiday under 21.5, Chris Middleton over 26.5, DeAndre Ayton over 11.5 rebounds, Chris Middleton over 7.5 rebounds, and Devin Booker to get 4+ assists, Suns money line, and Chris Paul over 20.5 points. He missed out on this bet that would have been likely a big payday at those odds, because Chris Middleton, he had him over 7.5 rebounds. He wound up with 7.
Oh.
And he had 8, but one got taken off the board.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
Every other leg hit except that one. Chris Middleton has 8 rebounds. One gets taken off the board. So he had the over. The under hit. Oh, man. I hate it for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's rough.
We've all been there. Hopefully, that was on points bet, so hopefully the Karma Committee helps him out, because that's a brutal one. But, yes, go ahead with your lock of the week. And now you know that that's something we can look for in future,
yeah,
future shows.
My lock of the week is happening Sunday morning at 11:30 Eastern Time. It is coming from the Premier League and the game of the week in the Premier League. Manchester United. Well, Liverpool is traveling up to Manchester to play at Old Trafford to play Manchester United. Here is my single game parlay and what is my virtual lock of the week. Mo Salah to score a goal anytime in the game, and Cristiano Ronaldo to score a goal anytime in the game. Your odds are +371. If you put $5 on it, the only reason I know this right off the top of my head is because I had a $5 bonus that I had to use,
yeah,
on FanDuel. You will win. Your total payout will be $23.59. Again, I guess this is important to say, these are virtual locks, not locks. Meaning there is the chance that something could goof. Some fun facts about this game and why I believe it is a virtual lock. other than the fact that both of them are scoring a lot, and I mean a lot of goals for their teams. Ronaldo has 3 goals in 4 matches for, or in 5 matches for Man United. Mo Salah has 7 goals in 8 matches for Liverpool. In other words, I like both of them to score Sunday morning.
All right.
That's my lock. I didn't get any, and you know what's great about this lock too, and this bet, you don't have to worry about a result, that pesky result.
That a pesky result, pain in the ass. All right, mine is a 3-way parlay. Man, I am going to live to regret this. I am going to be 0-1. I'm fairly certain.
You had a during the actual podcast segment of Backdoor Cover, a rough stretch for the locks.
I did. It was a rough go. I think I wound up, we didn't do it a whole ton. I think I wound up 2-6. Oof. So that was not good. But this one, 2 of the legs I'm confident in. The other one, I don't even know why I threw it in here, because, well, you'll find out. So, leg number one. First half spread, Michigan Wolverines -13.5 against Northwestern at home. You're going to give me 2 touchdowns, just barely. But, you know, they lead by 14. I'm in good shape. Didn't want to touch the full game spread, at least for now. The first half spread is one I like, though.
Okay.
Second leg, New England Patriots -7. This one's simple. It's Patriots against the goddamn Jets. I know the Patriots are not phenomenal, but the Jets are really putrid. Patriots -7. There's a chance that one pushes. Who the hell knows? New England did play Dallas fairly tough, though. Mainly that was Dallas's fault, but
you know who,
they hung in there.
You know who New England has that the Jets don't?
They have a man that wears red sleeves and wears, I believe, number 9, named Matthew Judon.
Yes, Grand Valley State alum.
I did not know that.
I did.
And then this third leg. This is not something that you will have expected.
Oh, no.
This is a football game that is happening tomorrow. Any guesses as to which game this could possibly be?
Give me liberty or give me death?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
After what they did to me last weekend, no.
I don't know then.
It is the Ottawa Red Blacks on the road at 2-8 going up against the 4-5 Hamilton Tiger Cats. Red Blacks +15.5. I don't know if the NFL works the same way as the CFL. Probably doesn't.
Like, that's not even on FanDuel right now.
No, this is only the only place I was able to find it was Caesars.
FanDuel has some CFL betting, apparently.
Not this one?
But not that one.
The Ottawa Red Blacks +15.5. So it's Red Blacks +15, Patriots -7. And Michigan first half spread -13.5 gives you +583 odds. $10 bet went to $68.33. That is my lock of the week.
Gosh.
I told you you wouldn't expect it.
No. I want to end the show. That's the show.
It is.
We went a little longer today. We went an hour and a half. We went a little longer than what this show will probably be the rest of this year.
I mean, we had to, you know, take some time to explain some stuff. MLB's dying off soon.
We'll have to work some kinks out.
Yep.
Not quite an hour and a half. I want to end this show with an important note. Very important than a couple other little things.
In milk?
No. And you can see it on the bottom of your screen here if you were watching this via video format. If you have a gambling problem, please call the National Problem Gambling Helpline, 1-800-522-4700.
Yeah, you know, that's important.
Secondly, Jordan and I are not sponsored by any sports book.
Yet.
That is important to note. I believe that is very important to note. We are not sponsored by any sports book. Anything that we use, I prefer to use FanDuel for everything. Keep my betting done all in one place. Jordan, I know, hops around from time to time.
Yep. Like literally half of the home screen of my phone. MGM, FanDuel, FoxBet, PointsBet, Caesars, Barstool that I never use. DraftKings and Golden Nugget.
And third, so actually I guess I have four things. Third, we are not professional gamblers, professional bettors, sports bettors.
Our record would dictate that, yes.
Yeah. I've had a cold streak that's lasted nearly a month.
Oh God.
Since October 2nd, I won $100 on college games, and then I've won maybe 50 cents.
A rough one. I'm on the 1 day hot streak.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Had the good weekend a couple weekends ago, 5-0.
Yeah, I had a good weekend like 3 weeks ago.
In between yesterday and that weekend, it was bad times.
I think I was.
What did I tell you I was? It was something like 1-9-0.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, them streaks happen.
In between, so we're gonna take Saturday the 2nd out. So 3 weekends ago, 3 weeks ago. The past 2.5 weeks leading up till I had no bets for Friday. So leading up till today, to this point, I am like 4-11, 4-10, like 4-10, I think. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 4-10. Not all of them strict losses because some of those are cash. I did cash some of those out just to not. we are not professional gamblers. Do not take our word as gospel. These are just things that we think are good bets. And finally, probably most important, other than the National Problem Gambling Helpline, again, if you have an addiction, get help. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Why the hell is Twitch giving me an ad all of a sudden? Huh?
Interesting.
I see. Most importantly, to everybody who watches any of the stuff that we do or listens to any of the stuff that we do, most notably the House Divided podcast, where this show comes from, or any of the shorts that I do on YouTube and eventually that Jordan and I will be doing, thank you. Without you guys, us being able to do all of these things, or having an audience to do all these things for, would not be a thing.
No, definitely wouldn't.
So that is
streaming
it.
Streaming and, you know, having zero people listening would render it all pretty pointless. So we're glad, you know, a few people out there do appreciate what we do and and like to tune in and whatnot.
Yes.
Like I told Austin, I was like, you know, this last podcast did better than any recent one in terms of Twitch viewers and anything like that. So it's nice to see that, you know, it's growing, things like that. So,
and you know, what makes this fun for me is this is stuff Jordan and I, and we have our friend Jeff too, that he appears on the podcast on occasion, or has appeared on the podcast a couple times now. This is stuff that we all talk about in our free time.
Yeah, this is stuff we'd be talking about anyway.
So to be able to bring it to other people is just icing on the cake. And the fact that people want to listen to us talk about sports on the internet is awesome. So once again, for all of you guys, thank you. I'm going to end this show how I end every podcast. First off, Jordan, do you have anything to say?
Other than bye weeks and bad beats suck, but not as much as the Lions. No, I think I'm good.
Fuck Dan Snyder.
Oh, that one too. Yeah, I forgot that's gonna be a thing. Yeah, fuck Dan Snyder too.
Well, I'm gonna end this show how I end our podcast and every short that I do and will probably do. Everybody, thank you for making us a part of your night, however you may be listening or watching, wherever you may be listening or watching from. So with that being said, peace out and stay classy. See ya.
Bang.